You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.
He's 45 dead in Israel. I'm Chris Foster of Fox News. The confirmed death toll has gone up since a stampede at a stadium where an ultra-Orthodox religious ceremony was being held.
Medics rushed to the scene near Mount Meron, where thousands of Orthodox Jews were celebrating Lag BaOmer, the bonfire festival. The video shows injured attendees being rushed to waiting ambulances as the Israeli military sent helicopters to help evacuate the wounded. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called this a heavy disaster. Police are still investigating what started the stampede. The country will hold dozens of funerals today in accordance with Jewish tradition.
Fox's Trey Yinks. A police officer is killed in Arizona. Another's in critical condition, hit by a driver in a stolen car during a chase. Officer Christopher Farrar was an 18-year veteran of the Chandler, Arizona Police Department. The suspect is in custody, injured after a gunfight with police. During the chase, he drove through a gate at an airport, then to a complex of car dealerships where he stole a second car that he used to drive into the officers. The family of a woman killed during the riot at the Capitol in January is suing the officer who shot her.
A U.S. Capitol police officer who has not been publicly identified shot Ashley Babbitt as she was trying to enter the House Speaker's lobby on January 6th. Her family's attorney told Zinger News a multi-million dollar lawsuit is in the works, claiming the officer shot Babbitt for no legitimate law enforcement purpose, pointing out the 35-year-old was unarmed. The forthcoming lawsuit comes after the Justice Department said it will not pursue charges against the officer.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A new COVID-19 variant is making its way around the world. Daily cases here are up a bit.
The U.S. added more than 58,000 new COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours, with 854 more deaths, according to Johns Hopkins. Pfizer says it will soon start shipping its COVID-19 vaccine in smaller packages meant to better suit U.S. clinics, pharmacies, and other medical providers in remote and rural areas.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Panera favorites are hot and ready to serve for dinner. Taste our creamy mac and cheese served in a crispy bread bowl. Or the classic bacon turkey Bravo featuring our signature sauce. How about our new mouth-watering Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza? These and other favorites are waiting for you. Order dinner tonight for delivery or pickup. Only at Panera. Availability and pricing may vary.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Relatives of people killed during confrontations with police met with members of Congress about police reform legislation.
Family members of George Floyd, Eric Garner, and others killed during interactions with police canvassed Capitol Hill, meeting with lawmakers working on a police reform bill.
They got to hear directly from the families whose blood will be on the legislation that is being proposed.
Attorney Benjamin Crump says the discussions were emotional. South Carolina Republican Tim Scott says families want meaningful progress.
We are going to continue to work on what that looks like, and I'm glad that they are willing to stay engaged.
Lawmakers are still trying to settle differences on several provisions, including qualified immunity for officers. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wednesday was his speech to Congress, yesterday a rally in Georgia. Today, President Biden will be in Philadelphia to again promote his infrastructure spending plan and celebrate the 50th anniversary of Amtrak. He was a frequent rider for years, commuting between Washington, D.C. and Delaware when he was a senator. The first pick in this year's National Football League draft, no surprise.
Trevor Lawrence told reporters he's ready to adapt to what's coming at the pro level after officially being named the first overall pick of the NFL draft Thursday, heading to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I want to earn the respect of everyone around me, the teammates, coaches. I'm not expecting for anyone to hand me anything.
BYU quarterback Zach Wilson's second overall pick going to the New York Jets. North Dakota State QB Trey Lance third overall to the San Francisco 49ers. Other notable selections in the first round, the Philadelphia Eagles trading up to the 10th overall for Alabama receiver and Heisman winner Devontae Smith. The Chicago Bears also moving up to 11 for Ohio State QB Justin Fields. The New England Patriots selecting Alabama quarterback Mac Jones at 15. And the Tampa Bay Bucks taking Washington linebacker Joe Tryon with the 32nd and final pick of the first round.
That's Matt Napolitano. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
ESPN 93.5 3-day weather brought to you by the state of Illinois. The vaccine to protect against COVID-19 now available to all Illinoisans. Get yours for free at over 1,000 sites across the state. Appointments go fast, so expect a brief wait. The end of the pandemic is in sight. Do your part. Find out more at coronavirus.illinois.gov. And remember, Campus Town Urgent Care has those. Dr. Tom Plura has the Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer available at campustownurgentcare.com if you want to get that going with vaccine.
Up to 66 with sunny and windy conditions today. Gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Clear and a low 41 into the evening tonight. Sunny and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, down to 57. 80 the high on Monday, down to around 60. Mostly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered showers late. 56 now, ESPN 93.5.
All right, appreciate everything. Adam Miller apparently is making a decision as to where he's going to play basketball. That announcement coming Saturday. It's not going to be Illinois, so I don't care. I mean, good luck to him. No hard feelings. We wish you'd stayed, but nothing but the best for Adam Miller. And same for Coach Antigua, taking the Kentucky job. Chin Coleman might go with him or somewhere else. We don't know. And look, hey, whatever, it's great. We tried to keep him. Good for them. Good luck to you. Onward and upward here at the University of Illinois. A bit surprising, all the shakeups. Unbelievable transitional year in basketball with COVID giving people another year. Damonte Williams coming back. Trent Frazier coming back. We got Andre Curbelo. We got a bunch of kids coming in. Kofi testing the waters in the draft. There's a lot of uncertainty in Illinois basketball that I'm sure that things will be pretty settled over the next 30 to 60 days, I'm pretty sure. All right, ESPN 93.5. Again, I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey into our 8 o'clock hour, last day of April. Do we trust our computers more than we do human beings?
Not so much.
Well, CEO and co-founder of Innovation Leader, Scott Kersner. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm fine. What's Innovation Leader about?
We're all about emerging technologies and innovation inside big companies, so the Fortune 500 companies of the world.
I see. So you're kind of one of those geekish, genius, rich guys. I get it. Good for you. Okay, so what is it? Because with pandemic and with the mental duress and health issues we're having mentally, and with everything wearing a mask, we are more tied to our phones than ever. That can't be good, but do we certainly depend more on our phones than our fellow humans?
Well, yeah, it's such an interesting question because it's not just phones, but everybody, many people are working from home and sit in front of their laptop on Zoom all day. At night, you maybe get in front of your TV and you're getting recommendations from Netflix or from Amazon Prime of what you should watch to unwind. Mm-hmm. There was this interesting research that came out earlier in April from the University of Georgia. And what they did was they showed people a photo of a crowd at like a rock concert or a football game. And they said, we need you to count how many people are in this photo of the crowd. And they gave two choices. And I'm curious which one you would have taken. One choice was you can see the average guess of other human beings trying to guess how many people are in this photo. And the other choice was we can give you a software algorithm that has looked at 5,000 images like this and will tell you what the software thinks about the number of people in this crowd. So would you go with the software or would you go with the average of the other human beings?
You know what? The software is going to be more
right.
accurate.
I that's mean, right.
That's not fair. Come on, man. It's
right.
artificial intelligence.
I know. it's not a fair experiment, but most people have that same answer.
Yeah.
You know, they said, I trust the software algorithm to count the people in this crowd better than humans can. And we kind of are living in a world where software is doing a lot for us. We find it really convenient, but I definitely have some questions about how well we understand how the software works.
But let me ask you this, Mr. Smart Guy. So you're in a foxhole and bullets are flying. Do you want a cell phone or Bob with the machine gun?
Well, you know, it's such a good question. I'm based in Boston. I was just at a museum where they have a lot of World War II artifacts. And, hey, one of the things they were showing me was how even in World War II, we were starting to develop anti-aircraft guns that were more accurate than a human looking through a sight, you know, and you could calculate where that airplane flying through the sky was going to be. And so it's not a new thing to say, actually, even in that foxhole situation or that battlefield situation, we might want technology, to help us win that battle versus just, someone who's good with the gun.
Well, we're sending drones that are unmanned now from a joystick in Washington. I mean, it's unbelievable where we're going. And I guess the question for you, Scott Kirshner, is where are we in 10 years? What does this look like if, I mean, 20 years ago, I was carrying a phone. I needed two hands with it. It was so heavy. I mean, things have changed so much. It's unreal.
It's true. And I think your question about 10 years, I mean, these next 5 to 10 years are going to see so much accelerating progress. You probably heard that people make predictions about what they call the singularity, you know, that moment when artificial intelligence is smarter than human beings, or artificial intelligence can pass the Turing test, and you're not going to be able to tell whether you're dealing with a software program on the other end of that chat message exchange or that phone line, or is it a human being? I think one of the biggest issues, and you know, if we have time, we can talk about this, is how well, if you're not a techie, if you're not a software specialist, how well does the average person understand what this AI or what this software is doing on our behalf? And you know, that especially is important if you're talking about drones in the military, or you're talking about healthcare decisions that are getting made for us, where the software might be recommending something to your doctor about what prescription drug you're going to get or what medical treatment you're going to get.
Scott, I was just reading something about Royal Caribbean bringing the world's first robotic bartenders, producing 2 drinks per minute from endless cocktail combinations. And as a bartender from the office back in the day in downtown Urbana, I know I always had to look up different drinks and, you know, did I get the percentages right of what goes in what? I think that's an interesting trend, robotic bartenders.
Yeah, I definitely have seen some of that. And, you know, you could get into some of those, John Henry versus the steam shovel competitions, right, between you and the robotic bartender.
Exactly.
And who makes the better.
But we're going to totally be, in 10 years, there's going to be a ton of driverless cars out there,
yeah,
don't you think?
That's going to
be totally a thing. And then the whole $15 minimum wage thing is going to be replaced by push the button for the Big Mac. You're going to have all that's going to be robotic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And if you look at companies, you know, you mentioned Royal Caribbean, which I think, you know, they're looking for ways to maybe entertain people or give people a futuristic kind of experience. But then you look at companies like Amazon and how much they're investing in robotics to be able to handle all these packages coming through their warehouses, potentially at a less expensive rate than human beings getting paid minimum wage.
Yeah.
So there is a huge amount of investment in this technology. I think the biggest thing is, how do we create, I don't know if it needs to be a government agency or just nonprofit watchdog to understand, is this technology working on our behalf in a constructive way for us as human beings? We just can't keep going on and not understanding what the technology is doing for us.
No, I agree totally. It can be very, very dangerous, kind of like fire can warm us or burn us, whatever we want to do with it. We got to be careful all of the things we're doing with this, but there's no question we're evolving into a whole different society. And I tell you, this whole vaccine passport thing, where if you were to flash your vaccine passport and they'll know everything about you, including your social media opinions. And if somebody doesn't like your opinions, theoretically, Scott, they can shut off your PayPal. I mean, stuff like that's possible now.
Well, it's possible. I mean, it's very interesting to see, you know, even though we've been dealing with the pandemic for more than a year, the vaccine passport technology in the U.S. at least doesn't quite exist, right? If you know, you wanted to throw a wedding and ask all the wedding guests, you know, hey, can you show me your vaccine passport at the door of the hotel? It's not possible today. So there are some interesting times when technology isn't moving as fast as you think it could, or maybe think it should, but one of the things that I think is really an important distinction is when you talk about stuff like robotic bartenders, or you talk about Netflix making TV show recommendations for you, right? That's kind of an entertainment, that's an entertainment kind of lifestyle experience. But there are lots of these technologies, as you point out, that are getting involved in our bank accounts and our healthcare, and maybe what job we're going to be applying for next. And that's where you really have to have, I think, a little more transparency and understanding of what are they doing.
Hey, Scott, could we talk to you again sometime? You're kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
I really like what you're doing here.
Me
so
too.
How do people find Scott Kirsner, K-I-R-S-N-E-R, K-I-R-S-N-E-R? How would he locate you?
Well, I have a website called innovationleader.com, and we're all about, you know, new technologies, research and development, innovation inside big established companies. So that's a good place to start, and it was really fun being on the show.
Great having you, and I'm going to come up with another imponderable question for you next time, buddy. That's what I'm going to do. Hey, I appreciate you being on. Hope we can chat again.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Scott Kirsner's his name. He's out in Boston, Massachusetts.
InnovationLeader.com.
InnovationLeader.com.
That's right.
But boy, he kind of has a peek into what might be technologically down the road. It's kind of interesting. All right, check your sports.
Illinois football with Jordan Anderson, a number 25 prospect, and three-star recruit in Henry Bauer committing to the program. We're also watching how Kendrick Green does as he gets into the NFL draft. The first round yesterday, of course, led off with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I was asking you, Stevie, if we saw a shot of Shad Khan at all, but you said it was all about the new coach Urban Meyer.
Saw Urban a little bit. They had, you know, usually 12 people in a room, their and they're all fist pumping and everything.
That's right. And Trevor Lawrence going to the Jaguars. It's the first time that the top three picks have been quarterbacks, the Jets with Zach Wilson and San Francisco with Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I don't know who San Francisco got. Anyway.
They got the North Dakota State quarterback.
Surprise.
But he's, you know, I think they think he might be another Patrick Mahomes or something.
And then so. Mac Jones went to the Pats at number 15.
Right.
And the Bears got Justin Fields from Ohio.
Yep. And again, baseball, Cubs win. Cubs win. They beat Atlanta. And the Cardinals were led by none other than Matt Carpenter.
Carpenter swings and hits a drive. Right field. This is back to the wall. And it is gone. A three-run homer.
And the guy had it in his glove over the fence. He was going to rob him, and it just fell out.
Oh, my goodness.
And that boy, Matt Carpenter, needed a break. There's no question about it because he has not been hitting into good luck. There's no question. He's hit the ball hard, but the lowest average in baseball, Matt Carpenter came through big, and that was a big win because the Cardinals, their top five hitters are 0-for-19. And they won the baseball game. Very unusual.
Uh-huh.
Hey, looking to build, buy, or refinance, partner with Busey. Their in-house mortgage expertise and participation in a wide range of programs means your home loan is tailored to you. With nearly 40 special mortgage programs, Busey can help you find the one that fits you. Traditional financing options include fix and adjustable, construction and lot loans, investment properties. Busey offers a suite of products to benefit low and moderate income families, making the dream of homeownership happen for those who need it the most. Busey provides simplified home financing. Nearly 50 lending professionals who take the time to get to know you and your needs. And if you want to apply online at your own pace, takes 20 minutes or less. BuseyMortgage.com with free pre-qualifications. Shop for your home knowing all your options. When you go in and say, I got $250,000 I can get, it's in my hip pocket. The home is $242,000. You say, we can go all in and get this thing. You're ready to move. Busey is a name you can trust as well. If you're ready to take the next step, partner with Busey for the resources to turn your dream of home ownership into reality. Call 1-800-67-BUSEY. Ask which special mortgage loan program is right for you. Or go to BuseyMortgage.com. That's BuseyMortgage.com to get all your information. Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Up to 66, down to 41. Sunny and breezy conditions. Up towards 80 on Saturday and Sunday. Down to around 60 at night. More clouds coming our way late on Sunday, and a possibility for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. 57 now. Thank you, Adam, for the text at 359-2255 about this is the third time with three quarterbacks in that first few picks.
For first three picks were three quarterbacks that's happened.
And it was Trey Lance from North
Carolina. Trey Lance, okay. And he's
San Francisco.
Looks like a terrific athlete.
Mm-hmm.
71 and 99 were the other years that the top three picks in the NFL draft were quarterbacks.
Nice.
Well, I tell you what, Trey Lawrence, I think he's been working with Jacksonville for months. So it's like yeah, he's their pick, and all these, will it be? Well, yeah.
I know.
And you have to act surprised or happy.
I know.
Because they get a call right before the name is announced, and so Justin Field, the whole family left the couch. It came back, and you say, okay, just got a call from the Bears.
Right.
And he just got a call from the Bears. That's good. I think Bear fans are pretty happy.
Exactly.
It's 8:20 now.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report. Americans were making more money last month and were spending it, helped by stimulus payments. Personal incomes rose more than 21% in March. Consumer spending was up more than 4%. And employees were paying their staff more. The employment cost index rose 0.9%. Colgate-Palmolive, which also makes the Irish Spring, Ajax, and other brands, is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. It predicts sales will be up at least 4% this year. Apple is facing antitrust charges. In Europe, the European Commission has accused the company of abusing its control over the distribution of music streaming apps. The charges could lead to a fine and could force changes in the way Apple does business in Europe. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as email and pretty much full-service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855. The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
The vaccine rollout in Champaign-Urbana continues. Campus Town Urgent Care has a new supply of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, and they're available to anyone over the age of 16. Visit campustownurgentcare.com to book your appointment. That's campustownurgentcare.com. Dr. Tom Plura and his team will take care of you in an organized and timely manner. If you're interested in getting the vaccine, anyone over 16 is now eligible. Campustown Urgent Care is located at 631 East Green at the corner of Green and Wright in Champaign. Visit campustownurgentcare.com to book your appointment today.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. Ashley Home Store's lowest prices of the season are here. For a limited time, get your choice of comfort on select Ashley Sleep and Sealy mattresses starting at just $299. Or get 0% interest for 72 months on Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest Black mattresses starting at $24 per month. Plus, get up to $300 in Ashley cash or receive up to a $200 MasterCard rewards card. Only at the number one Tempur-Pedic retailer in North America, Ashley Home Store. Located at 602 West Anthony Drive, Champaign. This is home.
Yeah, she's so fun.
I know.
All right, ESPN 93.5.
And working with Kindred Homestead, Ashley Homestore will do that free consultation with you, and Tessa will walk through and give you some suggestions as far as like interior decorator and design, and then partner with Ashley Homestore. It's really cool what they got moving and shaking. Ashley Homestore, Central or ilhomestore.com for details on that.
I just got a little alert. Rain starting? What the heck?
What?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Are y'all see any rain?
I don't either.
This is going to be one of those pop-up deals.
Yeah, that's right. And in 58 right now.
Yeah. They're just these little pop-up-y things, and there's something a little near Clinton, but I mean, like, it's an inch long. It's, I don't know. Anyway, I looked off, and boop, 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 boop. What? I thought Dan said sunny.
That's right.
Come on, man. Where's our forecasting?
In most areas.
In most areas. That's all you got to do is say weather and just say, just in case.
That's right.
Chance of rain. 10%. Hey, it might rain. Anyway, the next week looks pretty good, too. Nice and cool. Temperatures in the 60s as we begin May. So whatever May means to you or the end of April, whatever you got to do by April 30, it's today. Remember, there's only 30 days in April. My tax is ready to go. Going to send those off. We have
until
May 17th.
That's right. May 17th is the new deadline for that.
Yep.
And Mother's Day will happen next weekend. So a lot of people thinking through their plan. I know Long Branch Steakhouse is a great choice because they've got that prime rib.
Noon to two, Stevie? I'm not going to do that to you.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell her the wrong hour so I could get there before everybody else.
Exactly.
It's 11 to 2 and maybe longer. Donnie said he could keep it a little longer if people want to go to Long Branch and Gifford for Mother's Day, which would be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got an interesting demographic kind of a discussion here coming up here at the bottom of the hour about the shifting demographics, young adults relocating, reshaping the political geography.
Yes.
We're going to talk to Associate Professor of Political Science, Legal Studies, University of New Haven. And it's, you know, in Champaign County, the Republican children have moved away.
Yes.
That's what Chapin Rose said has changed our dynamic in this county.
I think our governor said that when we lost our congressional seat, is that it all comes back to colleges, and if they go out of state, then typically they stay there.
Well, I think what's happening, people are moving out of our state because of political dysfunction.
I know that.
I think that's happening more and more, and the plans of the 50-somethings and early 60-somethings is, I don't need this. Why would I stay in Illinois?
For sure. And look at all the tax breaks I get in other states.
Yeah,
Florida.
I mean, I remember when Jimmy John was talking about moving his headquarters to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what our Governor Pat Quinn said? He'll find out how high taxes are elsewhere. Thanks, Pat. He went to Florida with his and saved millions.
Okay,
saved millions.
Bye-bye.
You have no understanding of how that works? Again, it's a little mind-boggling.
Well, start to get involved. I know Jim Goss is the Champaign County board member that we have on every once in a while. And the active senior Republicans are meeting Monday morning after 9, their social time at the Savoy Rec Center. And now's a good time to get involved and hear what people are saying.
I'm trying to get Jim Goss to run for higher office.
Me too.
I think two words come to mind. No way. That's pretty much how he... How he answers that one.
Exactly.
So, all right, got this interesting conversation about the changing political geography.
Well, and actually Rodney Davis is joining us on this conversation on Monday morning, too. So
we're also going to honor Sergeant Tim McNaught, who is working for Urbana.
Awesome.
As our law enforcement official for May, we're going to honor Tim. And we continue to do that monthly just to make you understand that they're just people that coach and buy groceries and are not out to hurt people, but I am a voice in the desert at times when nobody wants to listen to me, but police are good people and they're critical to our life. Critical to our life. The anti-police crowd don't get you at all. Not at all. Again, not perfect, but we get better, but without that peacemaker, which is what they are, we're hurting even more than we are. 829, back in a moment.
Long's Garage in Urbana is the oldest auto repair facility in the area. In fact, they've been in business 80 years. That spanned 20 presidential elections. The population of Champaign-Urbana 80 years ago was around 23,000. Now it's over 210,000, and Long's is still proudly serving all of them. There aren't many places that can survive and thrive through 80 years of outstanding service, so give Long's a shot at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or online at longsautomotiverepair.com.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Who knows what evil lurks in the heart of your home appliance? Is your washing machine about to pump water onto your new hardwood floor?
Oh, no!
Is your refrigerator about to give up the ghost, costing you hundreds in spoiled meat?
That might also stink.
Now imagine, if you will, that home appliance is 4 years old, maybe three, heaven forbid only two.
Oh, the humanity of it all!
If only there was a local store that sold new appliances and fixed them as well.
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner and chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We've been repairing appliances in Central Illinois since 1977. Our own technicians, our own parts department, and most appliances come with our free 10-year protection plan.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you saved me.
There you have it, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Not just an appliance store, a store that fixes what ails your home appliance.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us. Get the whole store.
Yeah, I had two calls about this. People are so ready.
Are you ready to travel? It's the American Queen Upper Mississippi Cruise, and you're invited.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Finally, we have a trip. Join us along with the Champaign County Farm Bureau and Lois Wood and our tour leader, Mary Beth Karasik, for this wonderful August getaway. It's August 21st through the 29th. We'll start in Alton, Illinois. We'll cruise all the way up the Mississippi to Red Wing, Minnesota, stopping in Clinton, Iowa, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Hannibal, Missouri, home of Mark Twain. Join us for this incredible trip on the Mississippi, and all of the crew and passengers will be fully vaccinated. Prices start at just $3,362, but space is limited. You can visit steviejtravel.com, that's steviejtravel.com, to get all your information. Or for more information, just call us, 217-840-9913. For the American Queen Upper Mississippi Cruise, August 21st through the 29th. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, a woman said, I went on a day trip with the Farm Bureau yesterday. I said, Pat, I could pick you up in my car and take you bowling and you go. And she said, you're right. I just want to go.
Exactly.
And I liked how in that commercial I kind of was laughing about the enjoyment of saying Mark Twain.
Uh-huh.
And actually what had happened is I'd goofed up the copy and we edited it out and I was laughing. So kind of worked out well.
It did.
Really sounded natural.
Well, I know my husband's got a zero on the end of the upcoming birthday, and we've got a 20-year anniversary
really?
On our wedding coming
wow.
up. So we were talking about, you know, could we afford that trip?
Well, maybe. We better act now. I mean, there, as it goes for an 8-day cruise, it's $3,300
mm-hmm.
for the inside. And I think the outside is like 5,200, so it's
right?
a big jump.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I can't believe Mike's turning 50.
Wow,
that's incredible. He looks so good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's check your weather.
66 with sunshine, windy. It's 41 our low tonight with clear conditions. We've got a high of 81 both Saturday and Sunday, down to around 60 in the evening. Sunny and windy, though, gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Clouds, more clouds on Sunday and a slight chance for scattered showers late. Right now we're at 58 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, actually it would be a good trip. I think Mike could like this trip.
I agree.
Mean, it's no flight. A bus into Alton.
I think just being on a steamboat sounds really cool.
No, and it's, we're talking nice accommodations, food great. I mean, it's just chill for people that kind of want to do something but don't want to go really far.
When I was an exchange student in Germany, the host family had me up and down the Rhines and Main
yep.
River on
yep.
that wine tour.
Oh.
That was a blast. I love being on water.
Well, you'd like the steamboat. There mm-hmm. won't be much motion on the thing either.
That's right.
On the Mississippi. should be. Well, talk to Stevie J Travel. I know the guy, so
okay,
maybe we'll figure something out for you.
StevieJTravel.com.
It'd be great for you guys to do that. It'd be really wonderful. It's a really, really neat trip. And some people don't want to fly to Europe, and they don't want to do all the security, and they don't want to. Yeah, I get it. This is that, and with the Champaign Farm Bureau and Bradley Yukon and his wonderful group, we've got a lot of people going on this, we think. I mean, it's a transitional time for travel, there's no doubt. But I think when people feel safe, and this is an all-vaccinated trip, so, you know, everybody aboard's been vaccinated, and CDC says you have a 100% chance of not spreading anything. So there's all that. All right, but you have to show proof of vaccination for this one, I guess. All right, ESPN 93.5, good to have you along. Young adults, relocations, reshaping political geography. What's happening? In smaller cities nationwide, the millennial generation helped add new craft breweries, condominiums, and liberal voters to these more conservative places, these once more conservative places. The U.S. Census this coming week expected to formally tally this change by releasing its count of population shifts in a once-in-a-decade relocation reallocation of congressional seats, which we heard last week. Illinois lost a seat. Texas gained two, among others. Associate Professor of Political Science, Legal Studies, University of New Haven, analyst on public opinion, voting, immigration, wrote two widely cited and award-winning pieces on media and policy, framing their effect on public opinion. He is Chris Haynes, PhD. Dr. Haynes, how are you?
Glad to be here. Doing great. How about you?
I'm good, man. Like to talk to people that kind of dig in the numbers, man. You're kind of one of those brainiacs. We love having brainiacs on the radio. Okay, so tell me what's happening and how it changes us.
Yeah, I mean, you prefaced it with, you know, the impact on congressional districts. And like you said, Illinois is going to lose one congressional district. But why is that happening? Well, you're seeing an internal migration within the U.S. A lot of people are moving from the colder areas in the north and the Midwest to the Sun Belt. And a lot of this is due to weather, but partly also due to taxes and due to new businesses and industry that are setting up in the south and drawing people down there. And so it's interesting. I mean, you also talked about young people. A lot of young people coming out of college are moving to places like Austin and Dallas and Atlanta. And so this is why you're seeing also a political shift in some of these places in the south, evidenced by places like Georgia that flipped this last election.
Yeah, it's a fascinating dynamic here, because here in Illinois, I think the feeling isn't, gosh, it's cold. It's more, gosh, we're dysfunctional politically. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those, I mean, why wouldn't I run over 45 minutes to Indiana here to my right as I'm looking north? Why wouldn't I do that when I spend less money toward my government? I mean, there's a lot of thought there.
No, I mean, it's the function of the world we live in now. It's a very polarized society, and, you know, I'm sure Republicans feel similarly, and Democrats, you know, that live maybe in Indiana or in places like Alabama feel the same way. But, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah, it seems that you want to be around people that aren't going to get in your face if you have a disagreement or you have a different political philosophy. And I think that's kind of a difference. It feels a little fascism-ist when somebody wants to shut your speech down. And I think we get that. I don't know where you are, New Haven, University of New Haven, what that's like. But I would think if it's like everywhere else in the world, if there happens to be a conservative person on campus, they're probably not going to say anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's been difficult in the last 4 years, you know, with President Trump and, you know, what he said, to really kind of allow freedom of speech, you know, alongside, you know, a lot of the mysteries that have been out there. So it's a really delicate balance that, you know, you have to play as a professor to make sure that we base everything in, you know, sound logic and evidence, but we allow people to voice their opinion.
Yep. I think that's where we get critical thinking. We can hear both sides and kind of decide for ourselves which way we're going. So long term, Chris, where do you see this shaping? Is it going to be where everybody like-minded and belief and same philosophies kind of be in the same area?
You know, that's the human trait in a sense, right? We like to be around people that think like us, that act like us, that believe like us. And, you know, up until the last couple of decades, the two parties actually contained both liberals, conservatives, and moderates. You know, we've seen a realignment within the parties where Republicans are now primarily conservative and Democrats are liberal. And so this is adding to the whole feel of polarization. I'm not sure where this is headed, but I think it's probably going to head towards, you know, more political conflict in the future. And unfortunately, I think that's, you know, what we're looking forward to, unfortunately.
I don't want to drag you down the political rabbit hole here, Chris, but I don't know if the Democrat, as we say, Democrat, is the same as the far left that doesn't want police, borders, or prisons. I mean, that's a different Democrat over there, and I don't think the Democrat over here is necessarily, they just don't want to confront that, I don't think, or they're worried there'll be a split, and then you can't be the Republicans or something, but I just don't look at Rashida Tlaib that wants to abolish police as the same as a Joe Biden or somebody that seems to have at least had a more logical history. That's just my opinion, but.
I mean, in both parties, there's tons of diversity in terms of, you know, opinion and thought. And you're right. In the Democratic Party, you have in the Democrats like Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that tend to be on the far left. And you have moderates like Joe Biden. Just like in the Republican Party, you know, you'll have, you know, people that are on the far right, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. But you'll still have people like Adam Kinzinger, you know, that are still very centrist. So,
yeah. Well, how would you like to be Mr. West Virginia, who's controlling everything? Joe Manchin must be asked to dinner every night. That guy, he'd never have to buy a meal ever again. I mean, it's stunning how it comes down to one guy, and it's Joe Manchin on everything pretty much major. Well, interesting, Chris. Keep up your interesting research. We appreciate your insight here this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
You betcha. Chris Haynes is his name. He's a PhD. And kind of crunches the numbers. But again, it'll be interesting. I would guess that with the Democrats in control firmly of our state, they redraw the map. And if we lose a congressional seat, guess what they're drawing out? Maybe the 13th congressional district, which has been held by a Republican. Heck yeah, they're going to write out. But guess in Texas what they're going to do? They're going to write out two Democratic seats because they get two new seats. And so the number of... Like West Virginia actually, I think, loses a seat, but it's controlled by Republicans, so they'll draw out a Democratic area. That's what you do.
I don't get it. Especially with what, Collinsville is in District 13 for Rodney
Davis? Yeah, well, he drives 300 miles.
It's kind of like a glove shape or something. Why don't we just have like our counties and like they did our, not districts, regions for public health?
I see, yeah. Well, that wasn't political, supposedly. Okay. Anyway, they weren't depending on your vote, so it wasn't a vote thing, so they did it more logically. But actually, Diane's right. It should be kind of drawn like that.
Right.
But what you do is called gerrymandering, which you take this neighborhood over there because, you know, and they cede certain areas, say it's too Republican, nothing we can do, just give them that one, and then we'll draw that household over here into this one. And so they'll draw the maybe the 13th congressional or maybe another red area and draw it in more Democratic and kind of loop over here and grab that neighbor. I mean, that's what they do. So Illinois will lose a Republican seat, but Texas gains two. I'd have to do the math. Oregon will draw out a Republican. West Virginia will draw out the Democrat. It's just who controls the state legislature.
Yeah.
And we'll see what probably close to a wash, but I wouldn't be surprised if Republicans actually gain one on this one, but... Anyway, it's fascinating science when you get into it.
Right.
8:43, your sports headlines coming up.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team are the reigning Big Ten tournament champions. Stop by Game Day Spirit to pick up your championship merchandise. They have the official locker room tees and hats, as well as other t-shirts and hoodies. Items like pennants, koozies, lanyards, and more are also available. These items will go fast, so make sure you get your Big Ten tournament championship gear now at Game Day Spirit, located at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign and 6th and Green in Campustown, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Hey, Illini fans, Jets beat Pizza is hiring both full and part-time team members. If you enjoy people and you're looking for a fast-paced, high-energy job, then Jets is the place for you. Need some extra cash? Starting pay is $12 an hour, and there's potential for promotion based on attitude and performance, and you'll get a good employee discount. The hardest part of the job is being around that amazing aroma of the homemade pizza sauce. Drive for Jets. Be a part of the Jets family today. Apply online at JetsPizza.com. Jets Pizza, better because it has to be.
15 before the end of the week for us. Let's check sports headlines.
Woohoo! Yay! We have three-star recruit joining our Illinois football team in Henry Bauer and Jordan Anderson. Some Big Ten action for the tournament for our golf team and tennis team this weekend. We have the Cardinals starting up a series against Pittsburgh. We've got John Gant on the mound versus Pittsburgh's JT Brubaker, 5:35 start here on ESPN 93.5.
I'm sure the boys don't have much of a show, if anything.
Right. I think they're off today.
Yeah, I think so. Because it was going to be like a 20-minute show or something.
Exactly. So 4-3 was the final yesterday.
Yeah.
And you got the Matt Carpenter hit.
Yeah, I got the wrap if it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Cardinals win.
With Mike Claiborne, I'm John Rooney. And yesterday at Busch Stadium, the Cardinals had a 3-1 lead on a home run by Matt Carpenter as a pinch hitter in the fifth inning. The pitch. Carpenter swings and hits a drive. Right field. This is back to the wall and it is gone. A three-run homer. Carpenter hits a home run into the bullpen. And the Cardinals jump out on top. 3-1 in the fifth inning. A pinch home run from Matt Carpenter. Then the Cardinals were able to get a run in the 10th inning to win 4-3 thanks to a wild pitch.
Pitch on the way. It gets away. O'Neill is going to score, and the Cardinals win. The Cardinals win on a wild pitch.
But Matt Carpenter came up with a big blow of the day, Mike.
Oh, he was terrific yesterday, John. I mean, that home run, maybe it's the start of something for him. He was a little nervous about it because he didn't know it went over the boards until he saw the bullpen react because he's had that sort of luck. So hopefully Matt Carpenter can get some things going in his direction and really be able to contribute more to the ball club.
Yeah, Matt had a good start, but he was lifted for the pinch hitter with Carpenter up there and a chance to score off Aaron Nola, who did not figure in the decision. And then the Cardinals were able to get a great relief effort from Alex Reyes.
Alex Reyes has been terrific. He showed a lot of confidence in his breaking balls yesterday, and I think that's something, the more he feels good about it, the better he's going to be because the fastball is virtually unhittable.
The Cardinals are in Pittsburgh tonight after an extra inning win yesterday.
I'll tell you what, though, I said, you know, Matt Carpenter, it's been so hard, and he's a good man.
Oh, for sure.
It's just so hard, and he's hitting so poorly, barely has an average. And you just want to go, oh, just like you would your kids. Oh, it's okay.
I know.
But he got the big hit. It worked out. And here's hoping he continues to contribute for St. Louis.
And the five-game losing streak ends for the Cubs. 9-3 over Atlanta. They've got a series starting up against the Reds. It's a 6-10 start. Jake Arrieta on the mound. Doubleheader for the Chicago White Sox. Had wins both times. They'll start up a series against Cleveland with a 7-10 start. NFL draft continues. We had the Nets over the Pacers. Milwaukee and Chicago to face the Bulls in basketball. And the St. Louis Blues beat the Minnesota Wild. Florida over the Blackhawks in hockey. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
Yeah, you're right. Mike, you're right. You don't feel too sorry for a guy making $16 million batting .071. So And yet, if the Cardinals were to say goodnight to Matt Carpenter and say, I'll see you later, they got to pay him $18 million. So it's worth $2 million to keep him on the bench.
You're right.
So, yeah, I guess the old honey, it's okay thing when you're pulling in $1.5 million a month. It's a little bit, yeah, I get it. Here, let's check your weather.
All right, we've got sunshine, although I am seeing more clouds in the area, and I'm not seeing much of a chance of precipitation, but it seems like early in the show we brought up a pop-up shower. 41 our low with clear conditions anticipated for tonight. 81 tomorrow, down to 57. Sunny and windy, gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. We've got sunshine in the forecast on Sunday with a high near 80, down to around 60. A few more clouds and a slight chance of scattered showers late. Currently 57 on ESPN 93.5.
Gerber Collision and Glass offers contact-free estimates and repairs. Our top priority is the health and safety of our customers and team members. That's why our drop-and-go services include three flexible options for repairing your vehicle without having to walk into one of our shops. You can schedule an appointment for drop-off, arrange a contact-free curbside estimate, or send us photos of the damage for an online estimate. Learn more and find your location at GerberCollision.com. Get it to Gerber.
Are you ready to feel the difference with Matex heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical? Matex is the top-rated, most trusted, and most trained residential and commercial service provider in Central Illinois. For nearly 30 years, thousands of customers have made Matex their top choice for their HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With locations in Champaign, Monticello, and Mattoon, Matex will provide the 24/7 emergency service or installation you need. Visit MattexService.com to book your appointment today. Matex, feel the difference.
There have been a lot of Democrats that have been in high office that are for abortion.
Yeah.
And promote and certainly vote for abortion. And you're telling me Joe Biden might be prohibited from taking communion?
Reading a story about U.S. Catholic bishops and how they may press President Biden to stop taking communion because of his advocacy of abortion rights. Hmm. So they'll have a meeting in June is their next national meeting where that will be one of the topics discussed. I ran across the story because Kelly in Tolono had texted in about Governor Whitmer taking
Michigan
a,
governor?
Yes. Yeah. Taking a trip to Florida, and you know, that's not necessarily following their own mandates, but it looks like chronic illness with her father down in Florida.
So. You can't travel in Michigan? What?
Well, I mean,
you're not supposed to leave the state? I thought that's not that crazy, is it?
It mentioned, is she following her own rules in the story?
I don't know. So I'm not a fan of the Michigan governor, but I'm telling you, she did say 70% vaccination, then of course they'll probably add a bridge program to that, but she says it's all open, everything's done, we're done with masks, 70%, they're at 48 now. So, again, why do I think of the county fair? Maybe because I played all those games and you thought you won, and then you actually have to do something else around the teddy bear, and then there's always more. You're moving the goalposts on us. That's what I think has happened a lot. Okay, back to wrap in a minute.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
So I'm down in Tuscola yesterday having lunch with Chad. He's the man at Kelsey Furniture. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about those Tempur-Pedic beds that the Stever program helped three families get into a Tempur-Pedic bed.
But they're sleeping better.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to call our Tempur-Pedic people and just kind of say, it's an expensive bed. So what do you think? And I can't wait to hear. But I gave them each $1,000 to go buy one of those. And you know, they're $3,000 to $7,000 mm-hmm. if you want the moving up and down and back. Anyway, Brian, who works at Kelsey, I was leaving, and he said, do you have a two-minute? Yeah, sure. Well, lie down here on the bed. And then he used a remote control and started telling me the different things. If you snore, you can do this. If you have a little lower back, let me do the lumbar thing. And I'm going, and nice. So I'm going, wow. And she, you have a TV in your room? You know, no, we don't have a television in our room.
Oh, you don't?
No. In fact, I think in our married life, Janet and I will be married, I think 36 coming up.
Mm.
And there was a 3-year period. There was a TV that when we moved into the bedroom in the closet that you could open the closet door and see a screen. We've never had a TV in the bedroom. I think that's unusual. In today's...
Me too.
I think most couples have a television mm-hmm. in the bedroom. None of our kids ever had a TV. We never did that. We had plenty of TVs. But we just never had him in the bedroom.
That's right.
I don't. Anyway.
Good for you.
So, well, I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm just saying it's an unusual trait. I usually think people have it. It's fine. You go to sleep watching TV.
Sure.
Anyway, so he was. He said, if you're watching TV, it was just really cool. Brian, very good. So if you're interested in Tempur-Pedic,
ask for Brian at Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
Brian will give you the presentation.
And in the same neighborhood as Fletcher's Candy Kitchen.
Yeah, that's cross street. Oh, but they don't advertise, so I don't dwell on it. Anyway, so Kelsey, if you want me to help you with a Tempur-Pedic bed, I could possibly consider, but you've got to see if you want one. Okay, we're back Monday. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you as well. It's Diane Doozy. I'm Stevie J. We thank you very much for listening. Enjoy your wonderful weekend. We'll talk on Monday at 7 a.m. Get this going again. Enjoy the end of your April. Talk to you in May. Have a blessed weekend.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Spring has sprung, and that means grass stains are back. Maybe you're in the yard getting landscaping done, or your high schooler is playing spring football. Either way, you need a washing machine to get the mud and grass stains out of your clothes. Only one place to go, and that's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Whether you want a top load or a front load pair, Dick Van Dyke has washers and dryers in stock and ready to deliver. Stop in at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on North Neal, or visit online at appliance-world.com. Now serving Effingham, Mattoon, and Charleston, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World voted your number one choice for appliance selection, sales, and service.
What are you getting mom for Mother's Day? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet, and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
The vaccine rollout in Champaign-Urbana continues. Campus Town Urgent Care has a new supply of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, and they're available to anyone over the age of 16. Visit campustownurgentcare.com to book your appointment. That's campustownurgentcare.com. Dr. Tom Plura and his team will take care of you in an organized and timely manner. If you're interested in getting the vaccine, anyone over 16 is now eligible. Campus Town Urgent Care is located at 631 East Green at the corner of Green and Wright in Champaign. Visit campustownurgentcare.com to book your appointment today.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, cares deeply about your satisfaction, and carries cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans that you want to drive, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or find them online at sarahchampaign.com.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855. Hi, it's Stevie J. You know, when we talk advertising with our clients, in the back of everybody's mind is, what do I get? How much do I sell when I advertise on the radio? And you know what? It's a fair question. How much stuff do I sell when I advertise with you? Well, here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have developed a unique and exclusive marketing program that guarantees people will spend money with your business every month and provide feedback as to what they thought of their experience with you. It's called Stever. Now, if your company's looking for more customers who I guarantee will spend money with you each and every month, why don't you at least find out what this is about? Call 217-840-9913 to get a quick explanation and start knowing what you get for some of your advertising dollar. 217-840-9913. Space for this program is limited. 217-840-9913.